So we've asked and answered a number of questions in our study of the church. The first, what is the church? The second, whose is the church? The third, where is the church? And we've seen that the church is the assembly of God's people that he's called out of the world to worship and serve him. The church belongs to the triune God, the church of God the Father, Son, and Spirit. It has certain marks by which we can tell whether or not it's genuine and also assess its health. Having done that, then we looked at the requirement of every believer to identify the church by its marks and to commit himself by formal membership to a local congregation that is the best expression of the visible church that he can find. Well then, when someone joins the church, there are a number of privileges that are extended to them. There are likewise many responsibilities that are laid upon them. And so for the next number of weeks, these privileges and responsibilities will take up our study. And this afternoon, we want to begin to look at the privileges of church membership. Things like the ministry of the word, participation in the sacraments, and so on. But before we get specific to consider the word of the Lord today, these privileges tend to come, or many of these privileges tend to come under the umbrella term, the means of grace. And that's something that you'll hear me say from the pulpit quite frequently, the means of grace. You may be familiar with me saying it, but still none the wiser as to what it means. So let me explain to you, first of all, what I mean by the means of grace. The means of grace are ordinances that God has appointed in the church, that he uses as channels, channels that bring his saving grace to our souls. Now, we're not to think that the means of grace function automatically. That would be to fall into the mistake of an ex opere operata, an automatic working of the means of grace in our life. No, the only way the means of grace ultimately function effectively is when the Spirit of God uses them effectually in our lives. However, they are still channels. So you can imagine the old water systems in Roman times. They had aqueducts. They built these like transporting things for water, bringing them from a river.